我们读新约圣经《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
Let's read the New Testament, First Thessalonians, chapter 5.
新约圣经《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
First Thessalonians in the New Testament, chapter 5.
第一节，弟兄们，论到时候日期，我不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。
Now as to the times and the epochs, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night.
人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们。如同产难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。
While they're saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly like birth pangs upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。
But you, brethren, are not in darkness.That the day should overtake you like a thief.
你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。
For you are all sons of the light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness.
所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert sober.
因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉。
For those who sleep do their sleeping at night, and those who get drunk at night.
但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation.
因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。
For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活。
Who died for us, that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him.
所以你们该彼此劝勉，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing.
弟兄们，我劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的。
But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction.
又因他们所做的工，用爱心格外敬重他们，你们也要彼此和睦。
And that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work.
我们又劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人，勉励灰心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。
We urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with all men.
你们要谨慎。无论是谁，都不可以以恶报恶，或是彼此相待，或是待众人，常要追求良善。
See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all men.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, but this is God's will for you in Christ.
不要消灭圣灵的感动， 不要藐视先知的讲论。
Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances.
但要凡事查验，善美的要持守，各样的恶，各样的恶事要境界不做。
But examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete, without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那召你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass.
请弟兄们为我们祷告。
Brethren, pray for us.
与众弟兄亲嘴问安，勿要圣洁。
Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss.
我指着主，嘱咐你们，要把这信念给众弟兄听。
I adjure you by the Lord to have this letter read to all the brethren.
愿我主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
This concludes our Bible reading for now.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们心里充满了感谢和赞美。
Lord, our hearts are full of gratitude and praise.
因为你成了我们的牧者。
Because,
我们必不至缺乏。
Because you are our shepherd, we shall not be in want.
感谢你，今天你不仅拯救了我们。
Thank you that only, you've not only saved us.
你更是亲自的来带领我们。
You are personally led us.
在我们所行的道路上，你一直来扶持我们，来供应我们。
And on this path, you continually provide us with a provision and sustenance.
因为你是信实的。
Because you are faithful.
你要使我们的灵与魂与身子都全然成圣。
Because you desire for us to be preserved complete, spirit, soul, and body.
直到那一天见你面的日子。
Until that day when we see you.
你必要亲自成就这事。
You will surely bring everything to pass yourself.
主，我们何等感谢赞美你。
How we thank and praise you.
都是你自己的恩典。
It is all your grace.
早晨我们愿一同的栽在你的脚前来安静来等候你向我们说话。
So this morning we quiet our hearts before you and wait before your feet to listen to your words.
我们求助你越过我们人所有的软弱。
Lord, we ask you to overcome all the weaknesses of men.
我们求助你怜悯我们。
We implore you to have mercy on us.
让我们无论是讲的是听的都一同的蒙恩。
So whether we're the speaker or we who listen, we will all obtain grace.
愿你的同在充满在你教会的里面。
May you presence your presence among your church.
因为我们所渴慕的就是你的自己。
Because we only long for you yourself.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.当我们读到提撒罗尼迦前书第五章的时候
As we come to chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians
这里面他一上来就说弟兄们论到时候和日期
He immediately talked about in verse 1 Now as to the times and the epochs, brethren
这是讲什么呢
What is this referring to?
这是讲到主再来的日子
This is talking about the day of the coming of the Lord.
他告诉我们说主再来的时候像什么呢
It tells us what it is like for this coming of the Lord.
好像夜间的贼一样。
It is just like the thief in the night.
这是什么意思呢
What does this mean?
就告诉我们说主来的那个时候那个时辰没有人知道。
This tells us that the time and the exact hour for the Lord to return, nobody knows.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主也亲自告诉我们说，就是子自己都不知道。
The Lord himself also told us not even the Son knows about this.
只有父知道。
Only the Father knows about
this. 我们的主什么时候从天降临那个时候没有一个人可以知道的。
Not one single person would know about the exact timing of the returning of the Lord.
因为主来的那天好像夜间的贼一样。
Because when the Lord returns, it will be just like a thief in the night.
夜间的贼有什么时候先打电话给你，告诉他，告诉你说他什么时候到呢？
Will the thief in the night call you ahead of time to predict when he's coming?
凡是你想着他来的时候，他都不来的。
Anytime you think he's coming, he will surely not come.
在你觉得他不会来的时候，他就来了。
When you feel like he probably is not coming, then surely he will come.
主来的日子好像夜间的贼一样。
The coming of the Lord is just like a thief in the night.
没有人知道。
Nobody would know about it.
但是后面又接着告诉我们。
However, the Bible continues to tell us.
他说主来的时候又好像什么呢？
What is the coming of the Lord like as well?
又好像妇人要生产了。
It's like in verse 4, when a woman with child is about to give birth.
弟兄姊妹，妇人要生产的那个时候我们不一定知道。
The exact hour for a woman to give birth, we surely will not know.
但我们却可以知道那个生产的时候近了。
However, we will know that the timing of the delivery is close.
我想我们有点经验，我们都知道，当这个妇人要生产的时候，那个阵痛是越来越加速的。
I think we have experience would know that when a woman is about to give birth, the labor pain would accelerate.
当你知道那个阵痛越来越加速的时候，你虽然不晓得什么时候确定是几点钟生产，但你确确实实知道那个时间是近了。
When the woman with child and her labor accelerates, you know, even though you cannot predict the exact timing, you know that it is coming soon.
我们的主告诉我们说，他来的那个时候没有人知道。
Our Lord tells us that the timing of his coming, nobody would know.
但是他来的那个时候近了，我们是知道的。
However, we would know that his coming is near.
弟兄姊妹，这是主亲口告诉我们的。
Brothers and sisters, his own words tells us that.
你们要知道那个日子近了。
You need to know that the day is near.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能够说，因为我们不晓得那个时候是什么，我们连他近了我们都不知道。
We cannot say that because we don't know the exact timing of his return, then we would not even know that his coming is near.
因为主明明告诉我们说，什么时候是他来的时候近了。
Because the Lord clearly tells us when his coming is near.
当国攻大国，民攻大国，许多的饥荒和地震的时候，你们就知道不是近了。
When nation rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there are famines and earthquakes, then you know the time is near.
当你们看见以色列国，就是那个无花果树，那棵枯干的无花果树发嫩长芽的时候，你们就知道人子的日子近了。
And when you see that fig tree that was dried up, withered up, but its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaf, then you know that the day of the Son is near.
当1948年以色列复国的时候。
When in 1948, the nation of Israel was restored.
我不管世上人是怎么想的。
Regardless of what people in the world think.
神的儿女要知道一件事。
The children of God need to know this one thing.
主说他近了。
The Lord says he is near.
而且他正在门口了。
Right at the door.
弟兄姊妹，我们不晓得他哪一天就降临到地上。
Brothers and sisters, we don't know the exact day that he would descend upon this earth.
但是我们是神的儿女。
However, we are children of God.
我们是光明的儿女。
We are sons of light.
我们不属这个世界。
We do not belong to this world.
我们不能像世人一样在那里睡觉。
We cannot be asleep like the people in this world.
我们知道我们的主近了。
We know that our Lord is near.
主说，挪亚的日子如何，人子的日子也如何。
The Lord says, just like the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man.
挪得的日子怎样，人子的日子也怎样。
Just as the days of Lot, such would be the days of the Son of Man.
你看主讲话多么准确呢。
You see how the Lord's words are so precise.
因为在挪亚的日子，人在那里又吃又喝又娶又嫁。
Because in the days of Noah, people are drinking, eating, marrying, and giving in marriage.
他们在睡觉。
They were sleeping.
他们在醉酒。
They were drunk.
不知不觉洪水就来了。
Suddenly, the flood came.
弟兄姊妹，罗德的日子就更加危险了。
And then the days of Lot was even more perilous.
他们还是又吃又喝的。
They were also eating, drinking.
人忘不了吃喝的。
People cannot forget about eating and drinking.
但你读主的话，没有又娶又嫁。
However, when you read the word of the Lord, he did not mention marrying and giving in marriage.
罗德的日子改变婚姻的定义了。
Because in the days of Lot, people changed the definition of marriage.
罗德的日子又买又卖的。
Because in the days of Lot, there are buying and selling.
又耕种又建造的。
They cultivate and they built.
弟兄姊妹，我们读的时候，你里面有感觉吗？
When you read the Bible, do you have the sense?
如果我们不是一个睡觉的人。
If we are not someone who is sleeping.
如果我们是愿意听主向我们说话的一个人。
If we desire to hear the word of the Lord.
我知道一件事。
We know one thing.
主来的日子近了。
The day of the Lord is near.
弟兄姊妹，主来的日子我们不晓得。
Brothers and sisters, we do not know which day he is coming back.
但是主来的日子近了，我们必须要晓得。
However, we have to know that the day of the Lord is near.
因为我们不属黑暗。
Because we are not of darkness.
我们是光明儿女。
Because we are sons of light.
我们是白昼之子。
Because we're sons of day.
弟兄姊妹，我们因着是神儿女的缘故。
Because we are children of God.
我们的盼望不在这个地上。
Our hope is not of this earth.
我们的盼望在乎主从天降临。
Our hope is for the Lord to descend from the heavenlies.
所以帖撒罗尼前书非常宝贵。
Therefore, First Thessalonians is so precious.
他告诉我们说，我们既然知道主再来的日子是近了。
Because it tells us, because we know that the day of the Lord is near.
我们就应该谨慎，警醒自守。
Therefore, in verse 6, it tells us, let us be alert and sober.
我们就要知道怎样的等候主的再来。
We would need to know how to wait for the return of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，等候主的再来不是照着我们自己的意思。
We are not waiting for the return of the Lord according to our own will.
更不能像世人的样子。
We cannot wait in the manner of the people in the world.
我们必须照着主的话所启示给我们的，我们在这里等候。
We have to await for the return of the Lord in accordance with the revelations of the Bible.
哎呀，我觉得帖撒罗尼前书太宝贵了。
And therefore, First Thessalonians is so precious.
特别是对我们这些生活在末世的这些神的圣徒，这些神的儿女们来讲，实在太宝贵了。
Particularly for the saints and the children of God who are living at the very tail end of the end times.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们需要在生活里来等候我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, we know we need to learn to wait for his return in our own daily lives. We are waiting for his return in our service.
而且我们就在患难中，我们也等候主。
Even in affliction, we are waiting for his return.
上一次我们看见说，我们需要在圣灵里面来等候主的再来。
Last time we saw that we need to await for his return in the Holy Spirit.
那么在第五章里，他告诉我们什么？
And what did he tell us in chapter 5?
第五章他告诉我们说，我们要在警醒当中等候主的再来。
Chapter 5 tells us that we need to wait for him in alertness.
怎样才能够警醒？
How can you be alert?
这里告诉我们说，睡的是在夜间睡。
Here it tells us in verse 7, for those who sleep do their sleeping at night.
醉的是在夜间醉。
And those who get drunk at night.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天所在的这个时代是夜间。
Brothers and sisters, the generation where we're in is the night time.
照着圣经的启示，我们的主是公义的太阳。
According to the revelation of the Bible, our God is the Son of Righteousness.
当我们的主被接升天的时候，就好像公义的太阳落山了一样。
But when our Lord was received into the heavens, it is as if the Son of Righteousness has set.
弟兄姊妹，今天是一个黑暗的时代。
Brothers and sisters, today we live in a generation of darkness.
不仅黑暗，而且是黑暗已深。
Not only are we in darkness, we're in the darkest part of darkness.
可以说是黎明前最黑暗的时候。
It is the darkest moment before dawn.
我们在这个黑夜里面怎么能够警醒呢？
How can we be alert in the night?
这里告诉我们，一个人如果他过黑夜的生活，他没有办法警醒。
Here it tells us that if you lead a life of the nighttime, you cannot be alert.
因为只要你活在夜间的话，你一定要睡觉的。
Because if you live at night, you will surely sleep at night.
你活在夜间一定要醉酒的。
When you live in the night, you will surely get drunk.
弟兄姊妹，这里告诉我们说，我们怎样能够警醒等候主的再来呢？
Here it tells us how to be alert to wait for his return.
弟兄姊妹，你要看见说今天这个时代实在太黑暗了。
Brothers and sisters, you have to see that the generation of this time is so dark.
世人我们就不讲了。
Forget about people in the world.
就看看神的儿女。
Just look at the children of God.
你知道什么叫睡觉吗？
Do you know what does sleeping mean?
你有没有去跟一个睡觉的人讲过话？
Have you ever spoken to anyone who is asleep?
我讲过。
I have done that.
我儿子在那里睡觉的时候，我说：“儿子啊，马上就要上学了。”
When my son was asleep, I said to him, "You are about to go to school."
他理不理我啊？
Would he bother me?
翻一个身又睡着了。
And he turned around. He continued to sleep.
那是一个睡觉的人。
This is somebody who is asleep.
他根本不管什么时间到了不到了，不管的。
He doesn't care if the time has come.
他会不会问我说 ，Daddy， 几点了？我该起床了。
He wouldn't ask me what time is it, Daddy? Should I get up?
你知道什么叫睡觉吗
？Do you know what it means to be asleep?
不大 care， 根本不理会主是不是要来。
You really don't care if the Lord is returning.
从来不问说主什么时候来。
You don't even ask the question, when is the Lord returning?
主来了是不是很近了？
Is the Lord coming near?
弟兄姊妹，我们如果是一个人哈，从来听到说主再来的信息，我们就把耳朵关上了。
If we, every time we hear a sermon on the return of the Lord, and we close our ears,
我们觉得这个道离我是十万八千里的。
And we think this message is so far, far away from me.
提撒罗的前书是很虚渺的。
And First Thessalonians is just too remote.
太遥远了。
And it is too far away.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道你在睡觉。
Brothers and sisters, then you should know that you are asleep.
你不是在警醒。
You are not being alert.
你说我这个就都站讲台了。
You say that I'm speaking on the pulpit.
我这个劳苦的服侍了。
I have this labor of toil.
我关心很多的福音朋友。
I care about a lot of gospel friends.
但是你听到主再来的信息的时候，你里面一点感觉都没有。
However, if you have no sense and you're not touched when you hear about messages of the return of the Lord.
照着这里所说的，那是在睡觉的人呢。
According to the passage here, you are someone who is asleep.
那当然睡觉还算好的，对不对？
Actually, comparatively speaking, it's better for you to be asleep.
还有醉酒的。
And there are also people who are drunk.
被许多的人事物给缠住了。
And you are entangled by a lot of men and events and activities.
许多的事物把我们给霸占了，把我们控制住了。
And all these things and activities possessed us.
好像酒精控制那个醉酒的人一样。
It is just like the alcohol controlling the drunk.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见说，如果我们是神的儿女。
Here it shows us that if we truly are children of God.
我们去过一个黑夜的生活。
But though still we lead a life of in the night.
你没有办法警醒。
There's no way for you to be alert.
因为睡的人是在夜间睡的。
Because people who sleep do their sleeping at night.
醉的人是在夜间醉的。
And those who get drunk at night.
那么那个警醒的秘诀在哪里呢？
So what is the secret to be alert?
他就告诉我们，你们是光明之子。
He tells us that we are sons of light.
你们是白昼之子。
Sons of day.
弟兄姊妹，你明白了吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
你们既属乎白昼。
Because you are of the day.
弟兄姊妹，这里告诉我们什么？
What does it tell us here, brothers and sisters?
如果我们盼望警醒等候主的再来。
If we hope to be one who is alert and wait for his return.
虽然是在黑夜的里面。
Even though we are in the night,
我们却过白昼的生活。
However, we're leading a life in the day.
只有过白昼的生活，你才能够警醒等候主的再来。
Only when you're leading a day of light can you be alert and wait for his return.
你说是怎么可能呢？
You said, how is this possible?
明明是黑夜嘛。
It is truly night time.
而且是黑夜已深了。
And this is the deepest part of the night.
那是黎明前最大的黑暗。
This is the greatest darkness before dawn.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是在一个黑夜的里面。
Brothers and sisters, we live in the night.
但如果我们警醒等候主的再来。
However, if we are alert and we wait for his return.
我们必须在这个黑夜的里面过一个白昼的生活。
We have to lead a life of light in the dark, in the night.
Life of day.
A light of day in the night.
弟兄姊妹，在黑夜里面怎么过白昼的生活呢？
How do we lead a life of day in the night?
这里面告诉我们，这个在我们自己，在我们个人身上，至少有两个秘诀。
Here it shows us that there are two secrets in our daily individual lives.
头一个，他说用这个信和爱当作护心镜遮胸。
First, in verse 8, he tells us that we need to put on the breastplate of faith and love.
然后呢，第二个秘诀就是带上这个得救的，将得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
And the second secret is to put on the hope of salvation as a helmet.
只要你这样的话
，If you do this way,
你就可以在黑夜里面过一个白昼的生活。
You can lead a day of light in the night.
你说这怎么理解
？It's like how can we understand this?
这怎么就让我就能够过一个在黑夜中过白昼的生活呢？
How can these two things enable me to lead a day of light in the night?
我怎么样就能够就警醒了呢？
How can I be alert in this manner?
那当然我们知道，如果真的能够像这里所说的，我过一个白昼的生活，那当然我就警醒了。
And of course, we know that if we lead a day of light, we will be alert.
那我就成为一个在警醒中等候主再来的人了。
And I will be someone who is waiting for his return in alertness.
那现在就有个问题了。
Now I have this question.
那么我们为什么就是戴了护心镜以后，或者戴了一个头盔以后，我们就可以在黑夜里过白昼的生活呢？
How can we put on, why is it that when we put on this breastplate or this helmet, that we can lead a day of light in the night?
那我想我们想看看在圣经里面，我们找一些例子，也许能帮助我们能够来理解。
Let's find some examples in the Bible to help us comprehend this point.
在旧约圣经里面，弟兄姊妹，你可以想，你现在脑子，你们圣经很熟的，你们想想有很多的有些的圣徒，他们虽然在黑夜里面，却过白昼的生活，你有没有想到谁？
When you want to list examples of people in the Bible where even though they live in the night, they lead a day of light, who can you come up with?
你们想了很多，对不对？
You can come up with many, right?
那么我想到一个。
I thought about one person.
但以理。
Daniel.
我不知道跟你想的一样不一样。
I don't know whether you have the same answer as me.
因为但以理所生活的世代实在是太黑暗了。
Because Daniel indeed was living in a dark generation.
在以色列历史上，你可以说他但以理生活的那个年代实在是最黑暗的时候。
In the history of Israel, Daniel was in the darkest moment.
因为他们被掳了。
Because they were in captivity.
他们离开了神的应许之地啊。
They have departed from the promised land.
根本谈不上什么见证啊。
Forget about testimony.
那谈得上神永远的心意啊。
Forget about eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，他们完全被掳到巴比伦去了。
They were totally in captivity in Babylon.
他自己就是一个被掳的人呐。
He was a captive.
弟兄姊妹，这多么黑暗的日子。
How these are indeed dark days.
弟兄姊妹，但你看但以理的生活是什么
？But look at the life of Daniel.
在黑夜里面，他过白昼的生活。
He leads a life of light in the night.
所以你就看见说那个王做了梦，没有人知道就要找但以理的。
So when this king had a dream, he had to ask the interpretation from Daniel.
那么当墙上那粉墙上有指头写字，谁也读不懂的。
And when their fingers writing on the wall, nobody could interpret it.
你就看见说他们就去要找他们去找但以理的。
You see that they all had to rush to Daniel.
为什么
？Why？
圣经里有解释。
There's an explanation in the Bible.
当那个王后对那个伯沙撒王说：“你不要着急，你不要着慌，你不要惊慌。”
And when the queen said to the king, "Don't worry."
哎呀，你不要看见这个手指头在粉墙上写字，你就吓得两膝相碰，这个气若如水，好像这骨节都分开了。你不要这样。
Don't be scared for your life and because of the fingers writing on the wall.
他说在你国中有一个人。
There is one person in your kingdom.
他心中光芒。
He has light in his heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样能够在黑夜里面过白昼的生活？
Brothers and sisters, how do we lead a day of light in the night?
弟兄姊妹，主今天没有把我们从黑夜里带出去。
Today, the Lord has not led us out of the night.
主今天让我们经过这个黑夜。
Today, the Lord has enabled us to walk through the night.
但是主在他话里告诉我们说，你们要保守你们里面的光。
However, the Lord has told us to protect the inner light.
如果你们里面的光如果黑暗了，
if the inner light is dark,
那个黑暗是何等的大呢？
Then indeed, how great is the darkness?
因为外面是完全是黑暗的。
Because outside of you is totally darkness.
如果你里面的光也黑暗下去了。
But if the light that is in you is darkness.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是过黑夜的生活了。
Then truly we would lead a life of the night.
我们没有办法警醒。
We cannot be alert.
你就是最好的门徒，你也没办法警醒。
Even if you're the best disciple, you cannot be alert.
你看这个彼得、约翰、雅各，那是真的主挑，把这个真是这个祷告里有祷告挑出来的。
You see Peter, James, and John, you know, the Lord has chosen them prayer after prayer.
你就看见说这其他的这九个人都跌倒了，他们三个还跟随主。
You see that all the nine disciples have fallen away, but these three are still following him.
他们到了克西马尼园，他们真的想警醒啊。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, they truly wanted to be alert.
但他们里面的光黑暗了。
However, the light that is in them is darkness.
所以那个黑暗是何等的大呢？
Therefore, how great is the darkness?
他们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Their spirit is willing, but their body is weak.
弟兄姊妹，但以理为什么可以在黑夜里面过白昼的生活？
How was Daniel able to lead a day of light, a life of day in the night?
因为他心中光。
Because there is light inside him.
弟兄姊妹，信。爱为什么是护心镜呢？
So why is love and faith becoming the breastplate?
护心镜就保护这个里面的光。
The breastplate is protecting the light that is in you.
只要这里面的光得以保守，弟兄姊妹，我们可以在黑夜的里面过白昼的生活。
If the light that is within you is protected, then you can lead a life of day in the night.
你看但以理他怎么做见证？
Look at Daniel's testimony.
但以理他说他在王面前，在人面前，在神面前都存无愧的良心。
Remember Daniel's testimony? He said that before God, before the king, and before man, he had this blameless conscience.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们的良心如果被玷污了，
anytime when our conscience is defiled,
我们的良心没有被保护好，
and our conscience is not protected well,
我们里面有一个不是那个好的良心，不是那个无愧的良心，
and inside us there isn't this blameless conscience,
你发现我们里面的光就暗了，
then you see that the light that is in you is becoming dimmer.
这里你就看见信息这个护心镜多么宝贵。
So you see how precious this breastplate is.
弟兄姊妹，信心这个护心镜是专门保护我们的良心的。
The breastplate of faith is particularly protecting our conscience.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，在你追求主的路上，你有没有良心软弱的时候？
I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, when you pursue after the Lord, whether your conscience has been weakened.
因为你知道主是圣洁的。
Because you know the Lord is holy.
每一次你来到伯品聚会，你觉得你自己好像一个灰暗圣徒一样。
Every time you come to the table meeting, you feel like you are a grim Christian.
哎呀，你一祷告就想起一大堆的罪来。
Once you utter your mouth to pray, you think about all these sins you've committed.
你里面何等巴望过一个圣洁的生活。
How you desire within yourself.
你越是立志要过圣洁的生活，你就发现你的罪好像表现出来就越多。
The more you're determined to lead a holy life, the more your sins are being manifested.
到了一个地步，你觉得你都没脸见人了。
To such an extent that you are shameful to see other people.
仇敌这个时候紧紧地抓住我们呢。
At this moment, the enemy is whole, totally having a grasp on you.
他使劲地控告我们。
And he condemns you very vigorously.
像你这样的人算了吧。
Forget it, people like you.
你这个假冒为善的人呐，回去吧。
You hypocrite, go home.
看你昨天做什么事情啊。
Think about what you did yesterday.
你看你在电脑上干了什么坏事啊。
Think about the bad things you committed on the internet.
你看看你对你的孩子多么凶的一个人呢。
See how fierce you were toward your kids.
弟兄姊妹，当你来到主面前，来到饼杯面前，你敢开口祷告吗？
When you come before the Lord and before God, do you dare to open your mouth to pray?
仇敌让你忘记主耶稣在十字架上所做成功的。
The enemy enabled you to forget what the Lord has accomplished on the cross for you.
弟兄姊妹，信心这一个护心镜多么宝贵啊。
See how precious this breastplate of faith is.
我自己经历过非常大的黑暗。
I personally have gone through great darkness.
我里面的光黑暗了。
The light that is in me is darkness.
因为我一直活在控告的里面。
Because I continually lived in a condemnation.
我有的时候在伯明聚里，我真的巴不得地上有个缝钻进去。
At table meeting, I surely wish that there was a little crack in the ground so I can go into the crack.
我盼望伯明就会快快过去。
And I also at the time desire for table meeting to pass quickly.
因为讲到的时候，觉得好像可以放松一下。
Because I felt like I could relax during ministry time.
弟兄姊妹，当我们没有在信心里面支取主耶稣的宝血的时候，
brothers and sisters, if we have not received the precious blood in faith,
或者说你在信心里面从来还没经历过神那赦罪的恩典的时候，
if you have not received the grace of His forgiveness in faith,
我不是在说道理。
I am not preaching to you.
不是讲 doctrine.
I'm not talking about a doctrine.
我在这讲经历。
I'm talking about experience.
你真的得释放吗？
Have you truly been liberated?
我真的感谢神。
I thank God.
有一天我在那里在主面前流泪祷告的时候，
One time when I was weeping and praying before God,
主给我看见说他已经称我为义了。
The Lord enabled me to see that He has reckoned me righteous.
不曾软弱。
Regardless of all my weaknesses.
主耶稣在十字架上全都把它洗净了。
The Lord Jesus Christ on the cross has cleansed everything.
哎呀，那个时候你知道我最喜欢的诗歌是什么？你知道吗？
You?
那个时候最喜欢的是诗歌十七首。
At the time, my most favorite hymn is hymn 17.
那个时候唱的人很少，但我非常喜欢这首诗歌。
Very few people would sing this hymn, but I really like this hymn.
他说神的儿女有权利。
He said that the children of the Lord have a right to...
他们可以大喊并大唱啊。
The children of the Lord have a right to shout and sing.
因为前途更光明，我们魂乐似飞翔，不就我们到天上。回到那里去朝见我们的君王。
Because the way is growing bright and our souls are on the wing. We're going by and by to the palace of the king.
弟兄姊妹，光进来了。
Brothers and sisters, light came in.
信心让这个光在里面照亮了。
The faith enabled this light to be enlightening me.
弟兄姊妹，信心这一个护心镜多么宝贵啊，弟兄姊妹！
See how precious this breastplate of faith.
你经历过吗？
Have you experienced it?
当然，有些人他们是另外一个极端的一种经历。
Some people have the experience of the other extreme.
反正主耶稣的宝血洗净我了。
Because no matter what, the blood of the Lord has cleansed me.
吵就吵。
I will just argue.
管你上网上到哪里去呢？
I will just go anywhere on the internet.
谁也不能定我的罪。
Nobody can condemn me.
你知道，有的时候弟兄姊妹在那里服侍的时候，你不敢说他们的。
Sometimes when some brothers and sisters serve, you dare not say anything.
主耶稣称我为义。
Because the serving brother and sister will say, the Lord has reckoned me righteous.
主都称他为义，你还敢说什么？
If the Lord has reckoned him righteous, what, how dare you to criticize?
主是他的义，而是这个义，好像那个美丽的衣裳，永远不改变颜色的。
And the Lord has reckoned him righteous, and this righteousness is like this beautiful cloak that would never fade.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做信心的护心镜吗？
Is this truly the breastplate of faith?
弟兄姊妹，这是死的信心。
Brothers and sisters, this is dead faith.
活的信心不是这样。
Living faith is not like this.
你活的信心让我们的良心里面是被主耶稣的血洗干净的。
Because of your living faith, your conscience will be cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
不是一个污秽的良心呐。
You don't have a filthy conscience.
弟兄姊妹，一个污秽的良心多么可怕！ 当然，软弱的良心是可怕的，但是污秽良心，我觉得更可怕。
Surely, a weak faith is horrible, but then a filthy faith is even more horrendous.
因为污秽的良心慢慢就失去了感觉。
Because a filthy conscience would gradually let you lose your senses.
落在黑暗，落在最终，落在世界里，一点感觉都没有。
You fall in the world, you fall in darkness, and fall in self, and you don't even have any sense.
还以为自己离主很近呢。
And you still think that you are so close to the Lord.
还以为自己可以在伯明聚会就可以献上自己的祭了。
And you still think that you can offer up your sacrifices at the table meeting.
弟兄姊妹，信心这个护心镜多么宝贵啊！
Brothers and sisters, how precious is this breastplate of faith?
如果我们不认识信心这个护心镜，弟兄姊妹，我们的良心要不然是软弱的良心，要不然是个污秽的良心。
If we do not know faith as our breastplate, either we'll have a weak faith or we'll have a weak conscience or a filthy conscience.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌就借此把我们带到黑暗里面。
And therefore, the enemy would use these means to lead us into darkness.
弟兄姊妹，里面的光若黑暗了，那个黑暗是何等的大呢？
If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
所以你看这里面讲的这个信心的护心镜，弟兄姊妹，也许好像你在我这好像觉得好像一直在好像重复或者讲这些最基本的东西，但是弟兄姊妹，这是我们神的儿女的根基呀。
Maybe you think that I'm repeating myself or I'm telling you some very basic things. However, this is the base fundamental facts of a believer.
弟兄姊妹，根基若毁坏了，一人还能做什么？
If the foundation is ruined, what else could a righteous man do?
我们想到说等候主再来，那是好像是应该属天的经历，是不是？
We feel that waiting for the Lord's return should be a heavenly experience.
弟兄姊妹，当后主再来，实在是磨倒我们初心造就最根本的那些学习。
To await for the return of the Lord, it touches upon the most basic learnings we have as an initial believer.
还有爱的护心镜。
Here is also, there's the breastplate of love.
主说，若有人爱我。
The Lord says, if anyone loves me,
他就遵守我的命令。
He will follow my commandment.
弟兄姊妹，爱就一个顺服。
In love, there's this obedience, right?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的护心镜。
This is our breastplate.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候你在爱里面的顺服，就让你里面的光亮起来了。
Anytime you obey in love, your light will become enlightened.
什么时候你中了仇敌的诡计，你在那讲理由的时候，你里面就黑暗了。
Anytime you reason and argue, and you fall into the wicked scheme of the enemy, then you're darkness.
弟兄姊妹，信心、爱心的护心镜啊！
Remember the breastplate of faith and love.
它保护我们里面的光是亮的。
This breastplate will protect that the light that is in you to be light.
有一个姊妹，她的家里面充满了混乱。
There is this sister who has a very problematic family life.
到了一个地步，因着她愿意去聚会的缘故。
To a certain extent, because she wants to go to assemble with other saints.
她不信主的丈夫就开始用武力。
And her husband, who does not believe in the Lord, becomes violent toward her.
不仅是言语上的伤害， 而且是动武。
Not only would he hurt her in words, but he would also be physically violent toward her.
你要胆敢去聚会，下一次就是刀子。
If you dare to go to the meeting next time, I will use the knife.
这个家实在说，真的是好像在黑暗中一样。
This family is like it has fallen in darkness.
整个的家庭的秩序都混乱了。
All the priorities in this family is perverted.
那么这个先生，你知道这样的来对待太太，你就知道他也没好日子过的。
You know, when a husband leads a life like this, he won't have a cushy day either.
所以他每次上班的时候，他都在用比较法穿衣服。
So every time when he goes to work, he would use this relative method to wear his work clothes.
因为每个这个 shirt 都是皱的。
Oh, because all his work clothes is wrinkled.
所以呢，他就比较，看看这个今天这个是，皱纹少一点，就把它穿上。
So by relativity, he'll decide which clothes is less wrinkled, then he'll put that.
你看看那个好像好一点，再把那个穿上。
And this looks better, so I'll put that less wrinkled.
连他的同事都觉得他身上有味道了。
Even his colleagues feel that he smells.
就在有一天，他的先生去上班的时候。
One day, as her husband was leaving for work,
我们的姊妹在主面前一直的流泪。
Our sister was praying and crying before the Lord.
她问主为什么让我的先生这样的逼迫。
He asked the Lord why the Lord allowed her husband to persecute her in this manner.
她在那一直哭的时候。
As she was continuously weeping.
她里面就有一个声音。
There's this voice within her.
你把你先生的所有的衣服洗干净。
You should wash all your husband's clothes.
把他所有的衬衫都烫得平整。
And iron all his shirts.
这怎么可能的事情？
And she said, "How could this be?"
不把他衣服都给扔出去就好，占便宜他。
I had not thrown his clothes away. I'm already giving him an advantage.
那一天，主的爱充满。
But that day, the love of the Lord filled her heart.
说主，因着你爱的缘故。
And she said, because of the love of God.
只因着主你爱的缘故。
Because of the love of you, Lord.
我愿意做在这个人身上。
I would do it for this person.
等到她先生回家的时候。
When her husband came home.
她发现她所有的衣服都是整整齐齐的摆在那。
He discovered that all his clothes are arranged in order.
弟兄姊妹，这个家的黑夜。
Therefore, the darkness of this family has passed.
我们姊妹里面充满了光明。
And inside our sister, it is full of light.
她在聚会里面常常赞美神。
And in our meetings, our sister continuously praises God.
从前她的黑夜变成了光明。
What previously was night now turns into light, day.
弟兄姊妹，这是信心、爱心的护心镜。
Brothers and sisters, this is the breastplate of faith and love.
信心和爱心的护心镜是让我们里面心中光明啊。
The breastplate of faith and love enables the light that is in us become bright.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这是好像是太基本了，是不是？
Don't you feel that this is so basic?
但是弟兄姊妹，这实在是我们的拯救啊。
Brothers and sisters, truly, this is our salvation.
在你我的生命中，是不是常常有信心和爱心的护心镜呢？
In our daily lives, do you continuously have this breastplate of faith and love?
我们以为说等候主再来是应该怎样的表现一下？
We think that to wait for the coming of the Lord, we have to have some outward manifestation.
弟兄姊妹，其实等候主再来很简单。
Brothers and sisters, it is actually very simple to wait for the return of the Lord.
就是用信和爱当作护心镜遮胸就可以了。
Just put on the breastplate of faith and love.
这是头一个秘诀，是不是？
This is the first secret.
第二个秘诀就是戴上那个得救盼望头盔。
The second secret is to put on the hope of salvation as a helmet.
弟兄姊妹，这个头盔干嘛的？
What is a helmet for?
头盔就灭尽仇敌一切的火箭。
The helmet would extinguish all the missiles of the enemy.
仇敌常常把许多的思想射到我们的头脑里面。
The enemy has tried to shoot us with all kinds of intentions and thoughts.
我觉得最让神的儿女受亏损的就是绝望。
The thing I notice among the children of God that could easily attack us is despair.
灰心了。
You are disappointed.
丧胆了。
You have loose heart.
有的时候我们对这个家完全灰心了。
Sometimes we have totally lost heart with regard to the family.
这个家 no hope, 没希望了。
There's no hope in this family.
就是来到教会里，我们这个聚会 no hope.
And we come to the meetings and we say, this assembly, there's no hope in it.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候你觉得 no hope, 你觉得没有希望的时候，黑暗就笼罩你。
Brothers and sisters, anytime you feel that there's no hope, then darkness would befall you.
是不是这样？
Isn't it so?
仇敌就用这样的火箭一起把我们带到黑暗的里面。
And the missile, the enemy would use these missiles to bring us immediately into darkness.
让我们里面的光黑暗了。
So that the light that is in us become darkness.
我们怎么能够在这个黑暗的一个黑夜里面过白昼的生活呢？
So how can we lead a life of day in the night?
哎呀，这一个得救盼望的头盔多么宝贵啊，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, it is so precious that we have this helmet.As the hope of salvation is our helmet.
我在读的时候想到旧约有一个人物。
As I read through these words, I thought about a character from the Old Testament.
哦，你还记得那个雅各吗？
Do you remember Jacob?
雅各曾经落在黑暗里，对不对？
Jacob was in darkness before.
他绝望了。
He was in despair.
你知道他最爱的那个儿子被野兽给吃掉了。
Because the son he loved most was devoured by a wild beast.
剩下这十个这个。太饿了，太坏了。剩下这十个太坏了。
Oh, the other ten are really worthless.
那十个早就绝望了。
He has already lost hope with regard to those ten.
所有盼望都在约瑟身上，是不是
？And all his hope was in Joseph.
我觉得雅各那个时候是不是他完全相信他这十个儿子告诉他的故事？我觉得可能会有疑问。
I have some doubt as to whether Jacob truly believed the story of these ten sons.
但是无论他们讲的是真话也好，是骗他也好，那都让他绝望。
But regardless of whether they were telling the truth or they were uttering a lie, it totally led him into despair.
你看这个人是不是活在黑暗里？
See how this person was dwelling in darkness.
你试试跟他讲讲话。
Try to talk to him.
他说我就悲悲惨惨的下阴间去了。
He said that. I will bring my gray hair down to Sheol in sorrow.
你每次跟他讲话，雅各就跟你说：“我跟你讲嘛，最后的结果就是悲悲惨惨，白发苍苍，下到阴间去了。”
And you try to talk to Jacob, he will always tell you, and his conversation always ends in, "I will bring my gray hair down to Sheol in sorrow."
弟兄姊妹，今天很多时候人来到聚会里，也觉得自己白发苍苍，悲悲惨惨，就下阴间去了。
A lot of times when we come to our assemblies, we also feel that we're just bringing our gray hair down to Sheol in sorrow.
有的时候我们都不想回家。
Sometimes we don't even want to go home.
回家那真的是悲惨的一件事情啊。
It is so miserable to go home.
因为家是最可羡慕的地方，对不对？
Isn't a home that we all should be longing for?
但是家也可以成为世界上最悲惨的地方。
However, the home could also be the most miserable place for you.
但是你知道，当到雅各被带到埃及的时候
，However, when Jacob was brought to Egypt,
他里面充满了光。
Inside him was full of light.
你看雅各里面那个光多么亮啊
！You see the light inside him was so bright.
哎呀，这个时候你看见雅各戴上了那个得救救恩的头盔。
At that time, you saw that you see that Jacob was wearing the hope of salvation.
哎呀，你
读
的时候你就发现你就是不可思议啊！
You think that this is totally incomprehensible?
约瑟好像二十几年这个没有见到父亲，趴在父亲的肩膀上哭啊，一直哭了很久。
Joseph hasn't seen his father for 20 years, so he laid on his father's shoulder. He cried for a long, long time.
但我告诉你啊，雅各一滴眼泪都没有。
However, I tell you, Jacob did not shed one tear.
他里面可亮了。
Inside him, it was full of light.
因为他看见这是神在他身上做的得救的功夫。
Because he see that this is the work of salvation that God did in him.
哎呀，所以你看他见到法老的时候，我给你祝福。
So when he went to see Pharaoh, he said, "I will bless you."
法老说你，法老说法老蛮有修养的。法老心想你这个到我这来要饭的，最后你来给我祝福，你知道我是谁啊？
Pharaoh is very cultured, and so he said, "You are coming here to beg food from me. You're coming to bless me."
他就那老人家你多大年纪你有这么大谱来祝福我
So Pharaoh asked Jacob, elderly gentleman, how old are you that you're qualified to bless me?
雅各告诉他说130岁不过我告诉你我在世上的日子不及我的列祖又短又苦。
Jacob told Pharaoh, my days on this earth was 130 years. However, I'm not like my fathers. They're short and full of grief.
话还没讲完再给你祝福。
And before he finished his sentence, he blessed Pharaoh again.
他告诉这个法老
He told Pharaoh,
我给你祝福不是因着我活的日久。
He told Pharaoh that I'm blessing you not because I'm so old.
我给你祝福是因为我是一个有盼望的人。
I bless you because I have hope.
弟兄姊妹一个有永远盼望的人是可以给人祝福的人。
Brothers and sisters, someone who has eternal hope can bring blessing to people.
如果一个人连永生的盼望都没有他没有资格祝福人。
If you do not hope in eternal life, you have no qualification to bless anyone else.
法老没有看见呢。
Pharaoh did not see.
他没有看见原来雅各戴个头盔的。
Pharaoh did not see that Jacob was wearing a helmet.
雅各是戴着头盔去的。
Jacob was wearing a helmet when he went to see Pharaoh.
他的眼睛都看不见了。
You see, at the end of Jacob's life, his eyes were almost blind.
他里面的光真的比这个约瑟的光还亮啊。
However, the light inside Jacob was brighter than the light inside Joseph.
他知道约瑟一定把那个老大对着他的右手，老二对着他的左手。
He knew that, Jacob knew that Joseph would put his eldest son on his right and the second son on his right, left hand.
他就把他剪搭过来。
So he reversed his hands.
约瑟说，哎，您这眼神不对，错了。
And Joseph said, no, father, you can't see properly. You've exchanged them.
他说，我知道，我知道。
And Jacob said, I know.
他戴着救恩的头盔。
Because he's wearing the hope of salvation.
他里面实在是光明啊。
And inside him is indeed light and bright.
弟兄姊妹，这是等候主再来的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, this is the secret to await for the return of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你绝望吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you in despair?
你灰心了吗？
Have you lost hope?
你丧胆了吗？
Have you lost heart?
使徒保罗常常这样做见证，我们不丧胆。
The Apostle Paul has constantly borne this testimony that we do not lose heart.
我们读使徒保罗的书信，我们常常觉得受鼓舞的。
Every time when we read his epistles, we are continually encouraged.
因为我们不丧胆啊。
Because we do not lose heart.
因为我们这个外体虽然衰残呢，内心却一天心思一天呢。
Because even though our outer being is in decay, our inner man is being renewed day by day.
这至真至轻的苦楚要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
不是所见的。
Because while we are not looking at the things that are seen.
我们所顾念的是那看不见的。
Because what we are mindful are the things that are not seen.
所见的都是暂时的。
Because what are seen are temporal.
那看不见的是永远的。
But the things that were not seen are eternal.
好，弟兄姊妹，你就看见这个得救盼望的头盔，让人里面多么光明啊！
So you see, this hope of salvation as a helmet would create such light in you.
弟兄姊妹，可能我的时间快没有了。
Brothers and sisters, I'm running short on time.
但是我觉着，在我们每一个基督的生活里
However, I know that in all of our Christian walk,
我们需要这两个秘诀。
We need both of these two secrets.
信和爱遮盖我们的胸。
The breastplate of faith and love.
得救的盼望当着头盔戴在头上
and put on the hope of salvation as your helmet
让我们虽然在黑夜里面却过白昼的生活
this would enable you to lead a life of a day at night
我们可以在这里警醒等候主的再来
and we can be alert and wait for his return
后面就讲到在基督的身体里面对不对
later on the passage continues to talk about the body life
弟兄姊妹，这我稍微提一下。
I want to just briefly mention.
这里面讲到爱弟兄。
Here it talks about love your brothers.
弟兄姊妹，讲爱弟兄，我们都知道。
We all know about loving our brothers.
但是你知道，爱弟兄的学习很多啊。
But we have to have much lessons on loving our brothers.
这里面圣经告诉我们，你知道读约翰一书的话，爱弟兄的就住在光明中。
If you read 1 John, you would know that if you love your brothers, you dwell in light.
恨弟兄的就在黑暗里。
If you hate your brothers, you abide in darkness.
你说我也不爱也不恨。
You said, I neither love nor hate my brothers.
但是至少你不像这里所说的那样的光明。
But however, you will not be in the light, as it says here.
你不会好像这里所说的在光中，在这一个黑夜里面过白昼的生活。
If you do that, you will not be leading the day of light at night.
这里讲的是积极的。
This is a proactive stance.
咱们爱弟兄。
How do you love your brothers?
因为你学习爱弟兄，你就住在光明中。
If you learn to love your brothers, you will abide in light.
头一个。
First.
就是在劳苦的事上，你做一个带头的。
First, in verse 12, take the leadership in being diligently labor among your brothers.
不是在讲话的时候。
Not when you talk.
不是在做别的事情的时候。
Not when you do other things.
在劳苦。
In a diligent labor.
你们敬重那些在劳苦中做带领的。
Esteem people who are very highly in love for those who diligently labor among you.
你发现真的什么时候你在那里主动的在那里在劳苦上你领先的话，你发现你就在光中啊。
Brothers and sisters, if you are proactive and you take the lead and diligently labor among your brothers, then you're in the light.
弟兄姊妹，我就记得有一个家庭很有意思啊。
I remember this family.
好像还不是家庭，就是两个 roommate， 两个 roommate， 两个就是两个室友，他们坐在一起。
And this is the story about two roommates.
他们两个，我告诉你啊，他们的那个垃圾桶啊，他们每次放的都很小心的。
I tell you, when they have to place their trash can, they're very, very careful.
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why？
因为垒得太高了。
Because there's too much trash in the trash can.
没有人 leading， 没有人带头的。
Nobody take the lead to empty the trash.
没有一个人想着我先把它提溜起来，没有的。
No, nobody ever take the lead to pick up the trash.
所以每次我放这个垃圾的都非常小心的。
So every time they put the last piece of trash, they're very careful.
所以你就看见说那个垃圾桶越来越高，越来越高。
So you see that the trash is piling up on the trash can.
到了有一天不得不运出去了。
Until that day, you have to move.
两个人都在黑暗里面。
And both of them were in darkness.
但如果有一个人是 leading 的，
but if one person take the lead,
他带头了，
and he takes the lead,
弟兄姊妹，你就发现他心中光明，
and you see that there is light.
爱弟兄的就住在光明中。
If you love your brothers, you dwell in light.
不仅如此，
not only so,
他后面告诉我们说要忍耐。
Later on, it talks about be patient.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们对弟兄姊妹失去了忍耐，我们马上就落在黑暗里，是不是
？Brothers and sisters, the moment we lose patience with brothers and sisters, the moment we get into darkness.
我们说这个人是该这个警戒的。
We say that this person is to be admonished.
哎呀，这个人不守规矩的。
And this person is the unruly.
那个人是灰心的。
And that person is the faint-hearted.
旁边那个是软弱的。
And that is the weak. And there's,
就这一个属灵的。
And there's only me who's spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们在那里论断了。
A lot of times we're being judgmental.
主说什么时候你论断，就是你眼中一定有梁木的。
The Lord says, whenever you become judgmental, you certainly have a plank in your eye.
哪一个眼中有梁木的人眼睛是明亮的？
Who has a plank in your eye can have a light inside you.
忍耐。
Patience.
神，他会让每一个人改变。
God can change anyone.
会不会
？Is that so?
你看见今天软弱的。
Today, somebody whom you consider as weak.
你看见今天不守规矩的。
You think you see somebody who is unruly.
你看见今天灰心的。
You see somebody who is faint-hearted.
可能过了两个月。他跑你前面去了。
Maybe in 2 months he will surpass you.
弟兄姊妹，所以这里要向众人忍耐。
Therefore, here it says, "Be patient with all men." In verse 14.
这是爱弟兄。
This is love.
爱就是凡事忍耐。
Love is patient.
爱就是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Love is patient. Love is kind.
最后给我们看见说是以善。
And also, finally, he shows us that we have to repay evil with good.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣基督的生命是以善胜恶的。
Brothers and sisters, the life of Jesus Christ is to use good to overcome evil.
什么时候是以善胜恶？你一定活在光中。
Anytime you overcome evil with good, you are surely living in light.
我想这些方面我们弟兄姊妹学习都很多。
I know that we have much learning experiences in this matter.
我们彼此劝勉。
We encourage one another.
不仅在我们个人的生活里面，我们戴上信和爱的护心镜。
In our daily lives, not only do we put on the breastplate of faith and love.
戴上得救救恩的头盔。
And we also put on the hope of salvation as a helmet.
我们在神的里面，我们学习做一个爱的器皿。
In the household of God, we learn to be a vessel of love.
弟兄姊妹，你看我们是不是行走在光中呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you now see that we're walking in the light?
虽然是在非常黑、非常黑的黑夜里面。
Even though we are in the darkest part of darkness.
但我们却是过白昼的生活。
However, we are leading the day of the life of today.
十六节。
Verse 16.
我觉得十六节以后，我个人的一点理解。
After verse 16.
我觉得那是我们这样的过白昼生活的一个结果。
Verse 16 onwards, in my own understanding, this is the result of us leading the life of the day.
这里我们看见神的旨意就成全了，是不是？
We see that the will of God has been fully accomplished.
因为我们这样在光明中行。
Because we're walking in the light.
如同神在光明中行。
As if God himself is walking in light.
我们就进入那个交通。
Then we enter into his fellowship.
神儿子耶稣的血洗净我们一切的罪。
And the blood of the Son of God cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么交通你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, what is this kind of fellowship?
这个交通就是神的旨意。
This fellowship is the will of God.
在哥林多前书第一章第九节那里就明明告诉我们说，神是信实的，你们原是被他所招，进入到神儿子的交通里面。
In 1 Corinthians 1:9, it says clearly that God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样的在光明中，在白昼生活，来等候、警醒等候主的时候。
Brothers and sisters, as we lead this life of day, and we be alert and wait for his return.
我们不知不觉当中，我们就进到神的旨意里。
Subconsciously, we will enter into the will of God.
这里说常常喜乐。
Here it says, rejoice always, in verse 16.
弟兄姊妹，这难道不是我们的经历吗？
Isn't this our experience?
弟兄姊妹，这不是要求。
This is not a command, a request.
不是说你们这整天要笑啊，要怎么样？不是。
It's not requesting you to smile and put up a front.
弟兄姊妹，这是你进到这一个光的交通里面自然的一个结果。
This is a natural outcome when you enter into the fellowship with the light.
哎呀，这次夏令会，我不晓得你参加哪个下午，参加哪个组。
I don't know which afternoon fellowship you attended in the summer conference.
哎呀，我们有个刚刚得救的一个年轻弟兄啊，手舞足蹈的就跳出来了。
There was this young brother who was just saved, and he was dancing mightily.
我说慢点慢点，弟兄你怎么了？
I said, what happened to you, brother?
他说太好了。
He said, this is so great.
哎呀，整个人都忘了自己在做什么。
He totally lost himself and didn't know what he was doing.
他被带进了那个交通的里面。
He was brought into the fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，就算我们刚刚得救。
Brothers and sisters, even if we're just saved.
什么时候我们被带进神儿子的交通里面，弟兄姊妹，那个喜乐真的是满意的喜乐。
Anytime we're brought into the fellowship with the Son, that joy that we manifest is truly satisfying.
不住的祷告。
Pray without ceasing. Verse 17.
那是在光中与主不间断的交通，对不对？
Because we're in the fellowship with the light, so we have a fellowship nonstop.
弟兄姊妹，有一个弟兄真的令人羡慕啊。
There's this brother that really that I have experiences that we long for.
他那是前面领讲的弟兄告诉我们的见证。他在路上，他就走路的都跟主交通的。
This elderly brother has a fellowship that even when he was walking on a pavement, he was fellowshipping with the Lord.
我都是撞到电线杆上去了。
Sometimes he would bump into the pole.
他说对不起。
He said, sorry.
接着。
And then he continued to walk.
哎，撞到树上了。
Sometimes he bumped into the tree.
再说对不起，又往前走。
And he said, oh, sorry. He continued to walk.
他跟主之间没有间断的。
And his fellowship with the Lord, did not stop.
因为他在光明中行。
Because he's walking in the light.
如同神在光中行。
As God walks in the light.
就进入到那个交通里面。
He has entered into that kind of fellowship.
凡事谢恩是不是这样？
In everything, give thanks.
每一件事情都是我们彰显基督的机会。
Because everything that happens in your life is a way to, for you to manifest Christ.
要不要感恩呢？
Should you not give thanks?
所以使徒保罗他自己做出见证，说这个凡事放的。
And so, even Apostle Paul gave this testimony that he has this boldness.
也没有一件事让他羞愧的。
There's nothing that can put him to shame.
无论是生是死，总叫基督在他身上照常显大。
Because whether Christ shall ever, even now is always be exalted in his body, whether by life or by death.
弟兄姊妹，为什么环境
？Brothers and sisters, regardless of the circumstances.
为什么你感恩呢
？Why do you give thanks?
因为基督在这个环境里显大了。
Because Christ can be exalted in this situation.
哎呀，多么宝贵啊，弟兄姊妹！
How precious, brothers and sisters!
我觉得这里根本是你努力不来的。
This is something that you cannot just do.
它是在那一个神儿子交通里面的一个结果。
This is an end result when you're in the fellowship with the Son.
当我们戴上信和爱的护心镜的时候。
When you put on the breastplate of faith and love.
当我们戴上得救盼望头盔的时候。
When you put on the hope of salvation as your helmet.
你发现这些祝福就跟着我们。
You see that all these blessings will follow you.
后面讲到对圣灵的那个感动非常的敏锐。
And later on, the passage talks about you're very, very sensitive to the leading of the Spirit.
很多时候你知道我们也有点感动。
Sometimes we have a little stirring inside.
我觉得有的时候神拿棒子已经打了好几趟了，还没感觉呢。
Sometimes I feel that the rod of the Lord has hit me many times and I still have no sense.
这些进到光中的弟兄们，他们做见证，里面稍微有一点感觉，他们就知道了。
But these brothers who have entered into the fellowship with the light, there's a little bit and they immediately sense it.
而且他们里面的那个分辨非常的细腻。
Also, they have a very good discernment.
他这里讲的是先知讲道哎。
Here it talks about prophetic utterances in verse 19.
不是在那里随便聊天。
You're not chit-chatting.
这里面讲听先知讲道的时候，好像什么？好像人吃食物用舌头尝那个上膛的那感觉一样。
Here, when you talk about prophetic utterances, people are having discernment, just like you are sensing different tastes with your tongue.
有一个年长的姊妹，她就说，有一次她吃饺子。
One time, this elderly sister says that she's eating Chinese dumplings.
那么那个是韭菜饺子。
It is dumplings made with Chinese leeks.
她吃着吃着发现不对了。
As she was eating the dumplings, she feels that something is not quite right.
她就从嘴巴里拿出一根草来。
So out of his mouth, he brought out a piece of weed.
哎呀，那个一点的感觉，他就知道了。
There's just a little difference. It's not Chinese leek, so she immediately sensed it.
弟兄姊妹，灵里的感觉是一样的。
So likewise, it is so also with the spiritual senses.
你就看见这些祝福，这些在进入这一个交通里面所带给我们的祝福。
You see all the blessings that can be brought to us when we're in the fellowship with the light.
不仅如此，不仅我们进入我们在那等候，这样警醒等候的时候，不仅我们进入到神儿子的交通里面。
As we are alert and wait for His return, not only do we enter into the fellowship with the Son,
成就神的旨意
，and we can accomplish the will of God.
后面二十三节就更进一步告诉我们。
And furthermore, in verse 23, He tells us.
他刚告诉我们，当我们这样等候主再来的时候。
As we wait for his return in this manner,
我们里面一点都不紧张。
We are not anxious at all.
没有任何焦虑。
We have no worries.
赐平安的神。
Because he is a God of peace.
哎呀，进入到那个安息的里面。
We enter into rest.
他必使我们全然成圣啊。
He will sanctify you entirely.
他是信实的。
He is faithful.
他要亲自保守我们的灵魂与身体。
He will preserve complete your spirit and soul and body.
哦，他的恩典与我们同在。
And his grace is with us.
他必成就这事。
He will surely bring it to pass.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我这是我个人的一点感觉，我觉着说这样的等候主再来，许多时候跟我们想象的不一样。
Brothers and sisters, as I think about this, this is quite different from what we think of as waiting for his return.
我们想说你要等候一个事情是非常紧张的。
We think that if you have to wait for something to happen, you're very nervous.
弟兄姊妹，等候主的再来是充满了安息。
Brothers and sisters, when you await for his return, you are full of love.
安息。
Full of rest.
弟兄姊妹，多么宝贵啊！
How precious.
所以我想这是帖撒罗尼迦前书这五章所告诉我们。
I think that this is the five chapters of First Thessalonians, what they're teaching us.
虽然好像我们就这样很快地过去了。
Even though we're talking about these in passing.
但我觉得我们需要在主面前有机会再去默想。
However, we need to seize upon the opportunity to meditate these words.
我们真的带上了信和爱的护心镜吗？
Have we truly put on the breastplate of faith and love?
我们真的有得救盼望的头盔吗？
Do we have this hope of salvation as a helmet?
我们在爱弟兄的事上，我们真的进入到那个实际了吗？
Have we entered into the reality of loving your brothers?
弟兄姊妹，这样在光中行的那一个祝福多么大呀！
Brothers and sisters, as you walk in light, how great are the blessings?
因为这就是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
And this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
愿主祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
让我们每一个人都成为一个警醒等候主再来的人。
So that every single one of us can be alert and wait for his return.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们心里何等的欢喜。
Lord, our hearts are full of joy.
虽然黑夜已深,
even though it is very dark,
但是白昼将近,
however, the light is coming.
主，我们感谢你，因为我们是有盼望的一般人。
Lord, we thank you because we're people of hope.
因为我们知道你必要从天降临。
We know that you surely will come again from the heavenlies.
主，愿你来的时候，我们每一个你自己的儿女都能预备好了。
May, when you come, every single child of yours will be prepared and made ready.
我们都能够在你面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
That we can all be holy and without blemish.
毫无指责。
Without blame.
我们都欢欢喜喜地站立在你荣耀的面前。
And with all joy, we stand before your glory.
主，用你自己宝贵的话语，你来开启我们。
Use your precious words to reveal to us.
你来提醒我们。
And use your precious words to remind us.
让我们真的知道怎样在你面前警醒等候你的再来。
So that we truly know how to be alert and wait for your return.
因为我们实在是知道你再来的日子实在是近了。
Because we truly know that the day of the Lord is near.
主，我们里面只有一个祷告。
We only have one prayer inside us.
主耶稣，我们愿你快来。
Lord Jesus, please come.
听我们的祈求。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.